Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, first things first, we will recap a news release that came out May 26th. It's some more near-surface drill results from the Plomosas mine area. This is at the Plomosas Silver Project in Mexico. Now, the grades here range between 300 the whole way up to 800 grams per ton silver equivalent. So it's not necessarily the kilos of silver that we have seen out of some of the companies drilling, but we are seeing some wider widths here. The most narrow width, 1.2 meters, that's at 817 grams per ton silver. But we also have 12.1 meters of 273 grams per ton silver equivalent. Marcio, put this in context for our listeners. These drill results, what are they telling you about this Plomosas mine area?
For sure. Thanks for having me again. As you said, they are not kilos of silver, but they have width that from a mining perspective and what makes a mine profitable, they are very attractive. Because if you have narrow veins and they are kilos, when you multiply meters times the grade, normally in the industry you can look at grams per ton per meter, and everybody gets excited what's about 1,000, 1,500 grams per ton per meter. But if you multiply 12 by times 273, you get the same number or material higher than that, more than 2,000 grams per ton per meter. And in a very wide interval that from a mining perspective is very attractive and not so deep, probably 100, 150 meters below the surface, showing that the Plomosas mine area can be a very potential profitable silver mine.
So, Marcio, I understand that the drilling has wrapped up, but in terms of other drill results still to come out, either at Plomosas or San Marcial, what's still in the assay labs?
We might have probably 15, 20 holes at the lab, and resources halfway. It's a big catalyst, so for the audience, it's important that probably in 4 to 6 weeks, we hope to have a resource estimation done. So that's a major milestone for the company. But we're still waiting to release probably this 10, 15 year holes as part of the news release flow this month. And might do some news release in some metallurgical aspects that we are doing some studies. But those are the events like drilling on site. We are not drilling now, but might be back to drilling mode in 2 weeks with at least 3 drill rigs at the Plomosas project and San Marcial, 2 and 1, respectively.
What's the strategy going to be when you do get those drills back on? The 2 at Plomosas, the 1 at San Marcial, where are they going to be focused?
So if the audience has a chance to look at figure 2 on the news release, we are going to be drilling to the south and to the north of the Plomosas mine area, because these are areas that have some old mines, never ever drilled, trying to expand the resource, continues to expand as part of the strategy of the company, always increase resource along the strike. And one likely to go to the San Marcial area, where now we're about to finish the first time ever ground geophysical survey, IPMAG, and you're coming across some very interesting results that we'd like to test that in the future.
Okay, so I will post figure 2 below this interview so everyone can see those targets, really a long strike. What about some of those deeper targets? You have one smaller, deeper target outlined here, but a lot of this drilling has been relatively shallow. What about the deeper component?
It's something that we are going to address in the second half, because those needs to be underground drilling. And as I said before, we have all the tunnels in place. It's something that we want to have a better understanding how the faults are playing down deep. But it's always more important for us to find more shallow resources, 200, maximum 250 meters below the surface, because of the economics, right?
Absolutely. Closer to surface, cheaper to mine, usually. Let's talk about the resource that's coming up. You mentioned in about 4 to 6 weeks, so let's say beginning to mid-July. What's the target here? What is possible in terms of all the drilling that's been done and some of the old data that you're working off of as well?
Yeah, this company has released close to 350 drill holes. It's a big number. The resources, not just one, it's 2 resources. We have 2 areas. We are doing two block models, everything together in one report. And as important for the audience, think about as a comparison, some RCL 500 meters long, that's the arboreal that strike length, 10 meters, 5 meters wide. And at that project, we got probably 39 million ounces indicated inferred, 43-101. Someone not much different, the geometry. Now we have three veins, probably each one 300, 400, 500 meters long. And Plomosas, similar geology as well, with 600 meters of strike length. So that can make help the audience to make some sort of basic mathematics and see that we are dealing with something that for sure we are going to increase the resource, the number of ounces of this company very soon.
It seems like you guys still have a lot of targets, so a lot of potential ounces to be added here. How much money does the company have to go after continuing to attack this exploration?
Yeah, post the last finance, that was the bought deal, after paying all the other contractors and things, we have close to 12 million Canadian dollars in the bank. No debt, no big payments for any vendor. We don't need to pay anything. We control now 100% of everything. So that's pretty much a good cash position to fund what we want to do. Not only at Plomosas and San Marcial, the gap between those two projects now where we control 100% as well, but also the Trinidad, where we have started doing some review of the work and data that we got post the acquisition. And we are coming across very interesting areas to look for maybe some shallow drilling in the near future.
So we haven't talked too much about the La Trinidad project or the Cimarron project. Those are brought up in the more or less bottom of that news release from May 26th. Give everybody kind of an intro to these projects, where they stand currently, and what work you guys are planning on undertaking in the near term.
Yeah, the Trinidad is part of the core project that now we are integrating Trinidad, San Marcial, and Plomosas all together, because the concessions are very close one to each other. They touch, so it makes sense to have everything as a single project. The Trinidad was an open pit heap leach mine that mined until 2019. They mined the upper portion of the ore body. All the infrastructure is there for heap leach, as heap leach pads, ponds. So whatever we find as oxide resources in that area, likely to be using that infrastructure in the future, reducing the capital cost. But the open pit that was excavated in Trinidad was just a small strike length, 500 meters long. We have at least six areas along the strike, or laterally, that we know for sure of gold results that might be worth following up. So we are going to be following up on that in the next couple of months. The Cimarron, as you mentioned, and now it's becoming something that we want to present to the audiences. Like, there's a historic 43-101 with 70,000 ounces of gold. It's an intrusive gold related type of deposit. This type of deposit can create a large volume. Post the historic 43-101, close to 50 drill holes were drilled by other companies, never updated. But we are going to be looking at this as what else you can do and adding ounces to the company in the near future, very quick.
So for that Cimarron project, do you have all the data or the core from that past drilling, the over 50 holes?
Yes. The holes were RC, most of them. So we have the logs and the RC certificates, and we are building a 3D model as we speak now.
Okay. So I guess just in summary then, you guys are still very much focused on Plomosas, San Marcial, and now even that area between those two assets. But you have brought in these other projects that you will also be working up towards drilling and, who knows, building up assets at those projects as well. Is that fair to say?
That's fair. And for investors in these companies, it's always good to be aware that being a company control is such a massive portfolio in this area. And we have been looking for alternatives and to maximize value, because think about the Cimarron has a zero value in the company today. So we can start thinking about future spin-offs of companies that shareholders in this company might end up having positions in new mining companies in that area, in the Rosario mining district.
Okay, Marcio, a lot of different aspects, a lot of growth avenues here for the company that are continuing. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please email those to me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Marcio to address those. And in the meantime, we will follow up on the back of some more drill results from that core that's in the lab, and especially on that resource, hopefully at the beginning of next month. Marcio, thanks for the update. Keep in touch when it comes to future news, and we'll bring you back on.
Thank you.